Brian, what are you looking at? Your phone?
Yeah, man.
Look at how big your phone is, though.
I know, it's because I have it's a lot of people big. That want to get in touch with me. So you need a lot of memory.
Shut up!
You shut up.
Shut up!
It bothers me that you fucking... I don't care. Stupid question. We shouldn't have this song on it.
Oh, okay. So hey, guess what? Guess what? Get rid of the song. Oops, you can't get rid of the song.
Do a new one.
Do a new one?
Yeah. No. I could do a new one.
We don't need
right
to
now.
Revamp anything because we're still on the way up.
Right. Should be more that's true. That's true.
So cheap.
When we become stale, which right. we won't.
Ever.
Ever. Because
the first thing that's going to happen is you cut your hair.
Right.
Sort of like Metallica.
100%. 100%.
Well, then we'll change the song, and maybe we we'll take a new picture
for
our avatar.
The song sounds like it belongs
hey, Brian.
On Cheers.
Brian, what's an avatar?
Couldn't you have
what's an avatar?
And do not fucking mention James Cameron or the Blue Guys.
What's an avatar?
What is it?
Avatars.
What did he say earlier about the Instagram? He says, wait till it finishes downloading.
Wait till it finishes downloading. And he was trying to upload something.
an avatar.
He made an Instagram video, and it was uploading. It said
avatar,
finishing.
An avatar is a dot.
Even the fucking program doesn't use words like uploading. It says finishing your
right,
video.
Right, right, right.
Makes it personal. Fucking guy over here.
Yeah.
That's my nickname for you. Fucking
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Fucking
anyway,
guy.
Who are you? You.
Who are
go
you?
Ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, sure. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You buy some Amazon, go 10-Minute Podcast. I can't get Amazon.
Never seen a check from that shit.
Well,
never.
You know why?
You didn't.
Because you don't do. You got to fill out your W-9.
You don't do it.
I did.
Remember
already,
the whole episode?
Man.
You do? You didn't do.
Yeah, so you don't. My name is Will, Chief Engineer of Laughter and Cheer, Sasso.
Hate I'm it. Brian the Kid Callen.
Hate it. And I'm Chris D'Elia, and I don't have a nickname because what you see is what you get.
You have several nicknames. Stop trying to be cool.
Yeah, you do.
Like yeah, Brian.
Fur
bird. Well, I gotta say,
what's that?
I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
And we're recording, and I've been very busy. We're all very busy.
I'm busiest,
right? But it's not a competition. But I am busiest.
Okay,
and,
but hold on, just to add a caveat to that, and that's fine
right,
that you're
right,
saying you're the busiest,
right.
But for sure, busy.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think. Well, I respect with all
okay.
your busy work and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But me, so,
I've been flying everywhere, shooting everything.
Yeah.
So when you're flying everywhere and shooting everything, pretty safe to say I'm busy.
Well,
but,
it's funny because I was in. I was in
Minnesota.
I was in Denver. I was in Denver again. Then I was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, because
so
when you're
like,
Brian Callens, you go
like
to Denver.
I'm busiest.
You go to Denver half as many times. You go to Minnesota, and you go to Minnesota four times. You go to Denver two times.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. That's okay. true. Right,
well,
that's true. For every place you go to, you go to Minnesota two times.
It's not funny.
For every place Brian goes to, he goes to Minnesota twice.
Yeah, because I work with Minnesota orphans.
Okay.
Oh, he turned.
So what happened was I want to talk about something here that's kind of interesting.
Well,
in my
cool, because we've hit record, you know?
Yeah. So, but it's important. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been known in the social media world, not even trying to be, you know, the people who do know about me, if they do follow me closely, they know that Chris doesn't mm-hmm. care about sports.
That's true.
I've
you
made a
don't
lot of jokes on
yeah,
stage.
I find it kind of offensive.
I've made a lot of now to what you're saying right there. I want to say I've made a few vines. I've made a few Instagrams talking about how sports don't matter. I go. Mm-hmm. I was at a bar where World Cup was going on. I was screaming, "Yeah, it doesn't matter."
What were you doing? And I've seen that, and it's very.
I just
funny,
met up with my buddies, and
where,
I was like,
"Yeah,
wow.
Why were you there?"
Yeah, it was crazy, yeah. And I left.
Okay, so you went there, you shot an Instagram
yeah.
video.
I didn't go to shoot an Instagram video because that's so sad.
Wait, so you mean it's crazy to show up somewhere to shoot a Vine?
100%.
So that's also something that you want to speak out against.
Yeah. However, I would... hey, you rent a cop outfit to do a Vine? Crazy. So what I would like to say is... what I'd like to say is I did this. I posted on Instagram. I posted on Vine. Over millions of people saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was shared, and I saw over 2 million people saw
Cher
it on Facebook.
Cher said that?
It was shared.
Oh, pardon me.
Over 2 million people saw it on Facebook. I have 1.5 million followers on Vine.
All right, bro.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not trying to brag.
My point is,
a lot of people saw this, so it went viral. And what happened was I got serious, hey, fuck you.
Yeah, you did.
Fucking suck. You fucking have, you know, your show doesn't
matter. And I
want
you to keep
fucking piece of shit.
They get upset. Yeah. I don't want to stray from that. But I do want to say, Brian, Chris,
yeah.
I want you to keep going.
Yeah.
But real quick, Brian, do you know what viral means?
Sure do. I sure do. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can I just say, I agree with them a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Now, old Chris would have been like, no, you're wrong.
Mm. Well, people, Chris, what you need to understand is people are very passionate about sports in this country,
mm-hmm.
in North America, for that matter, and around the world.
And yeah. I, since then, have studied up on my sports. And I have come to terms with the fact that it's great.
Oh, really? So you actually like
And I will tell you something.
Now.
I walked, because of the very small celebrity I have,
yeah.
I've walked
oh,
into...
Wait.
Brian?
Oh my God, I'm going to pass out.
Brian?
Sorry.
You're not.
You can't say so.
You're not sorry because you stood up.
No.
Brian, Chris is trying to make a point. You have tear in your... Brian has tears in his eyes. Brian Gallant is literally a 12-year-old, everybody.
Brian, he stood up.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
You stood up. You pointed your
head. You're not sorry because you stood up. You turned around. You did a lot of steps to do that.
Sorry.
Okay.
Look, we got 3 minutes
don't
left.
Don't get that much
minute,
though.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Everyone at home
crying.
Doesn't
You're
think
crying.
It's...
You're both crying.
All right, Chris.
It's so gross.
I personally love it. I think it adds a flavor and level to
the podcast.
It does
add a flavor because I do taste it.
Chris, I'm sorry. You were talking. Please, seriously.
Well, my point is...
Yeah.
I was going to make a point about how sports...
Yeah.
Do matter.
Yeah.
And... Okay. And
that's interesting
and,
coming from
it
you.
Is. And let me actually make a broader point though, because you're a sports fan.
I am.
You are, and you're more of a sports fan than even Will is.
I am.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I love sports.
But let's just
it's true.
Let's
drama.
Just say you are.
Sure. All right.
It's competition. It's man at his best.
I love my football. I love my basketball.
Right.
Take Ronaldo, World Cup. You know.
Right.
He's the best in the world, but so is Messi. I mean, these guys put everything on the line.
Right. Mm.
And to be that good at something so many people do, it requires courage and skill and finesse
now, what
and
if,
strength.
Now, what if when you were saying that, I just kind of went like this?
He's touching his face.
Touched
He's
my eyes and face and shit. Then
it would make me angry.
Right. Now, Does it demean what you're saying?
Yeah, it does.
Mm, right. And does it make you feel that maybe
holy shit.
Does it make you feel that maybe I'm lying about maybe coming to terms and being a sports fan?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Right, right.
Well, let me ask you. Can I ask you a question about a different sport?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
How about this? LeBron James is a free agent.
Right, exactly.
Carmelo
LeBron.
Anthony is a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, and everyone's saying that it's about Chris Bosh.
Because
if Chris Bosh goes over to Houston, then that frees up money. So then
naturally.
So then Miami says, hey, we're going to bring Carmelo over here.
So,
hey, LeBron, don't leave.
Now, when
maybe
you're doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if I'm just sitting here and you're doing that and I'm going like this.
You're touching your face.
He's
like
touching his face.
Yeah, that's very obnoxious.
Oh, he's putting his fingers in his mouth.
Yeah.
He put his finger.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why
so,
do you do that?
So I put my finger way in the back of my throat.
Yeah, so you're not. You're mocking it because you're acting like it doesn't matter.
But all these people came out and millions of people. Right. They said like, "Hey,
stop it! Stop it! Stop it, man! You literally almost made yourself throw up.
He almost made himself throw up.
So if I'm doing that while you're saying that, what matters more? What matters more in sports? Maybe I was about to throw up.
No,
okay.
Chris,
no, wait,
Chris,
can
hold
I...
on, hold on. Let me do this.
All
hold
right,
on. You've got. Let's just take the World Cup. The world is watching. Okay. And
I'm a big Steelers
every
fan.
Every country,
it's
a representation.
We did pretty good in the draft. I think we're gonna
You watched the draft?
No,
it's
I didn't
a representation of a country's
a
best athletes in the world putting it all on the line against each other.
Is this it?
And it's true drama and competition.
Brian, what's Ronda Rousey's?
She won in 22 seconds.
Yeah,
she
beat the living snot out of the
other girl. Incredible.
And then what happened?
The amount,
and then she won,
and then
everyone.
Oh, and everyone went to.
It's the modern Roman Coliseum. Everyone gets together. It's something.
Why isn't the Roman Coliseum around anymore?
Because people die.
Oh, because it doesn't matter.
No, it does
don't
matter.
Say, don't use this podcast
I
as a way.
Yeah, I thought
to
you were going to apologize.
Well, I wasn't, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
And you know the type of person you are is the type of person that stands up and shits into a microphone. The type of person that I am is I'm staying true, dude, to who I am.
Well,
and if you fucking issue death threats on Instagram and Vine about me because I talk shit about sports, eat a dick.
All right, Chris.
Oh, wow.
You're not making
Chris,
friends
that's not much
that
of
way.
An apology.
Eat a fucking red dick.
A red one?
You're out of line.
So you want me to start recording now?
Yeah, I want to.
Because I've just started recording.
Yeah. Fine.
So I want to see how that goes.
You're already fucking this up. I want to have a real
the
conversation.
The song is going.
So you're obnoxious.
If you're gonna speak, if you're gonna speak during the song, speak up,
song, bro.
It's not my
and I won't
song.
Speak up. I don't tell me what volume I should speak at.
See how easy it is? To
no,
control?
I'm not going to. No, I'm.
Hey,
talk
Chris,
low.
You see how easy it is to control this fucking primate over here? All I got to do is go da da da, and he goes ba ba boo.
No, I
da,
don't.
Da da da, ba ba boo, ba boo.
No, I don't.
It's very easy. Da da da, ba ba boo.
Don't.
That's Brian. Da da da, and he goes ba ba boo.
I don't do that.
Hey, everybody out there within the sound of my voice who follows us on Twitter at 10minpod or Facebook /10minpod.
Follow Brian Callen, man.
Yeah, please follow Brian Callen because got little followers. But I'll tell you another thing to do is hashtag da da da, hashtag ba ba boo at Brian Callen. Go hashtag da da da, all capitals.
I don't.
And then a new hashtag.
Don't.
Ba ba boo.
I'll be pissed off at you.
And then at Brian Callen.
But I won't block you because I can't. I need you.
He doesn't know how to block you and he wants you to stick around.
All right, so
my name. Welcome to Christ. My name is the 10 minute podcast. Welcome to Will Sasso. Fuck it,
oh,
paging Dr. Freud.
No, I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
Hey, obviously. Don't say paging Dr. Freud.
All right, hey Chris.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and I don't have a nickname. Which is used with you?
Let me ask you guys. Let me ask you guys a question.
Lazy.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Da da da.
No,
my answer is ba ba boo.
Stop it.
I sound like Adam Sandler when I do
that. How would you guys define...
Oh,
Jesus, I can't stand that
shampoo
character.
Is better.
I can't stand
I
that
I go on
please.
First and keep the hair
okay.
clean.
Please.
I can't stand that character.
Conditioner is better.
Nobody likes that.
I make the hair
silky and smooth. You're
actually
ruining your career right now.
I can't stand that character.
Really, fool.
You're ruining
really?
Your career.
That's all right, terrible.
Sir. Stop looking at me, Juan.
It's also such an easy impression to do.
All right, so do it. Do it.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Pretty good. Brian, were you going to say something?
I can't do that.
You can't do that in person.
What do you want to talk about?
Brian's over here with a... He's got a problem with what we're saying.
I've been thinking about the nature of love and how one defines it and whether or not love is actually just strong sexual desire. Hey.
Mm.
Will.
What?
What is love? It's a chemical, I heard, in the brain. It's a chemical in the brain, I heard.
I don't know.
But like, here's the thing. Let me tell
you. I heard it.
Like, if you say I'm in love with
blood.
That girl.
What?
You're a fucking idiot right now.
All
right,
man. Whatever.
Here's the thing. I just saw a picture of this, right?
Yeah.
Right here. This.
Yeah.
What's that a picture of?
It's a puppy.
But describe it.
Chris is showing us a picture of a cute puppy on Instagram.
And how cute is it?
Floppy
it's
ears.
Cute. It's, as Chris D'Elia would say, it's so cute.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I feel, wow, really... I feel in my heart, actually, in that area, like, oh my God, that's so
that's a very cute,
wonderful,
puppy, right.
Right. And if you could look, whether you're straight or gay or whatever,
right.
You could look at your significant other, and you can actually kind of feel the same way about that,
right.
if you see them.
So,
but that's is that
yeah,
love?
But are you attracted to the symmetry of their face?
But what I'm saying is, so if that's part of love,
yeah,
or is it? And then also, you don't want to fuck this dog, right?
No.
No.
So, well, you want to... Some women, you see them and you just have a visceral,
yes.
Like, oh, yeah. Give me you.
Right.
But Brian, that's not love either.
Brian wants to fuck that dog because he's a primate.
All right.
Da, 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 ba, ba, boo. Okay,
I'm not a fucking
so
primate,
are both
idiot.
Of those things together included in love? Or,
I don't know.
Or what?
Well, they say that man has a love of immortality, so he wants to live forever, right?
Right.
So that's why he loves his kids. That's why he does anything. He builds buildings and writes scripts and you know does things so he can leave a mark. But
I don't have that.
But then what is that?
I do have that, but I don't have kids.
A man melts the sands so he can see the world outside.
You're pissing me off.
That's very much so, bro. You're not being mature right now.
You're not. And let me tell you something.
Bono said that.
Brian and I are being very mature.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
No more da da da.
So what I'm saying is, if love is... this feeling that you have that you want to take care of something and you want to be open with and you want to sit next to and you want to be around.
You want to show your real
then,
self to?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And you feel no insecurity and you feel open and honest with. And then you take love and you take the attraction. You take the midbrain of it all. You take the visceral feeling and emotional want that you have for that person, and you put all that together, is that love? Discuss.
First of all, I'm going to ask you to please stop talking with your hands. Stop being so intense.
I'm going to ask you to take a step back.
Yeah, but I'm being mature. I'm being mature. I'm being intellectual.
Just take it. You're not, though, because you're not an intellectual.
Here's where you are right now. And my hand is up here, and I need you to be down here, and I need you to take it down a notch.
Okay, but I am an intellectual because I just said a lot of really
important
things.
Well, you're not an intellectual. You know why? Because you said, I'm an intellectual. You said, I'm an intellectual. You said, I'm an intellectual. He said, intellectual.
So then what is love? So then that leaves us with the question, what is love?
I'll tell you what.
And that's intellectual to say.
Well, okay, like it might be the opposite of how I feel about Will right now, right?
Okay.
So I have a visceral feeling. I'd like to drive my boot into his fucking eye.
Sure, that's not love.
It's not love, right?
I'll bite your heel off.
But it could come from love.
No, but I can kick fast and hard.
But it could come from love.
So I want.
I'll headbutt your foot. I'll break
your ankle. It comes from loving, like, him not being around me sometimes, where I can.
Here's what it is.
And loving the feeling of my boot crashing against his fucking.
Love. You just. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Hey, college boy. Hey, over here.
Don't call me college boy.
Look me in the eye.
Don't call me. I'm looking you right in the fucking eye.
If you ever try to kick me in the face.
You'll wake up
2.5 weeks later in a hospital going, what the fuck happened?
No, I
but
won't.
You know how that'll sound?
How?
Here, I'm going to take a sip of water in order to illustrate how that'll sound.
We already have water.
That's you gargling on your blood. Still, 2.5 weeks
also,
in the traction.
Fans of Will know that obviously he had water right next to him.
Yeah, I have a huge bottle of water.
And two coffees.
Let me tell you what love is. Love is a byproduct
of two coffees.
I got two coffees right next to me. Yeah. Oh, that's my nickname. Will, one giant water and two regular sized coffees.
If his adrenal glands had
adrenal glands?
If his adrenal glands had a mouth, they'd be like, what? Water.
All right, you said you weren't going to do that.
Are my adrenal glands Adam Sandler? Hey, here's what love is. It's a byproduct of this thing we call the procreation of the species. Allow me to explain. It's familiarity. When you get in something, you get around something like a tribe. Brian, allow me to explain this to you in terms you'll understand. You're like the low-level chimp, right?
And then
the big chimp.
Don't
like
call
the big,
me.
You know, the one from Yar.
Not.
Yar.
Yar.
Not.
Yar. Yar. The one from not. Rise. Oh, Yar. Oh, Yar, though. Yar.
Not.
Yar.
Not.
Let me just do this one, because this one I feel like is really important. Yar.
Yeah, okay. Yar.
So anyway,
if you're there's the chimp from the Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and it tells everyone, like, hey, do this. We're going to eat. We're going to throw our poo this way.
Right.
We're going to fucking hug James Franco. We're going to eat the bananas. We're going to run over. We're going to make spears out of this. Yeah. Everyone listens. And you fall in line, because you do.
You're not the chimp that's riding the horse.
But you are not the chimp that's riding the horse.
Not a fucking chimp.
I'm the silverback that jumps at the helicopter and gets shot seven times in the chest and lives.
No. And I'm the ape that's a human, and I'm not an ape.
You're James Franco.
Yeah, I am.
That's right.
You're the scientist. You scientist is like, I don't understand. And die.
Hey, dude. No.
Hey, I don't understand. Die.
So when these chimps get together, they're familiar with each other. They're a tribe, right? And then they all start banging each other. Well, this one starts banging that one, and that one starts banging this one, and they feel it in their dick, in their chimp dicks.
Okay, man.
And their chimp
is cum. Love in your dick?
Chimp cum.
Is
yeah.
love in
starts
your
with
dick?
Your dick. Starts
you think
with
it
dick.
Does?
Actually, I do, and I do believe that. Look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Okay,
and
let me Google them. Hold on one second.
I'm being completely honest.
Or you don't mean actually look at them?
Go on.
You can. Well, you don't have to look at them.
Should I find them?
Well, I understand. I've heard recently,
literal.
And I don't want to believe it that they're actually not together anymore. I heard
I don't know.
That's for real.
They gave it a long time though.
And from what I read, and I don't know these people personally, but I do understand that they were banging like the whole time.
I believe it.
I think that's where it comes from. I think sometimes
he's handsome. I'd fuck the shit out of him.
That's not my point. My point is when
visceral,
people
it's visceral.
It's yeah, all right.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
a,
but there's different kinds of love.
Right.
See love what happens when you try to talk serious. Yeah. But that's the familiarity I'm talking about. You chimp.
I'm not a...
The big chimp says, yar.
Not.
Yar. The big chimp says, grab this spear, take this banana, do this, do that, throw your poo at James Franco, right?
Right. Don't do that if I'm him, though.
And then when I jump at the helicopter, I'm the big ape, right? Even though you're a chimp and I'm an ape, you come over, you go, oh my God, are you okay? In chimpies, I don't know how to speak chimp.
What does this have to do with... were talking about.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with it. Has a lot to do with what I'm talking about.
Love.
There's two things, and even though they're different, they love each other because
one is familiarity.
With their familiarity. So even though shampoo is better,
oh God,
the conditioner keeps the hair smooth, and they're together. No. Familiarity. That's what.
But love makes you vulnerable, and it makes you feel not familiar.
Could have probably
it's
ended
new
on
ground.
That.
Well,
but could have,
and only 6 seconds left. But
it's new ground, though.
Finish your point. Finish your point.
Not chimp.
That's your whole point?
Chris, hey, what are you doing on your phone?
I've just been on my phone, man.
Do you? How much do you spend on a haircut for real?
4,000.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. This is Brian the Kid Callen. If you want something, if you want to buy something, go to our Amazon banner on 10minutepodcast.com or whatever. It doesn't really matter. And buy something through that website,
right.
And we'll get a kickback and make a fortune. We never see any money. I don't know what goes on. Well, I think Will pockets that money. Will Sasso's not here with us today. Chris, you're here.
Yeah.
And we have...
I am here.
Will's friend, who is, you're from Canada.
Right on.
What is your name is Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my friends call me Canadian Brad.
Oh.
Because because I'm from there, I guess.
There you go. Right. Yeah, well, welcome.
Right on. Thanks, yeah. Man. No doubt.
Yeah, so we're
right
going to do a podcast.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I'll fucking just stay out of your fucking way. I'm stoked to be here. It's fucking awesome.
You're a fan.
Old buddies. Oh, I'm so fucking stoked because, Sasso is like, fuck, for sure, stay at the fucking house.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way. And he's like, for sure. I'm like, fucking right on.
Right.
I'm so stoked. And, I go way back with Sass.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I went to high school with him.
Cool, man. All right, well.
Fuck, I'm just stoked to be here. So you guys just fucking do your thing. And I'm like, no way. Fucking saw you guys, doing comedy. Like, I love fucking comedy.
Yeah.
And, I was like, fuck, man. D'Elia was at the fucking comedy mix.
Right.
And I was like, no way. And I fucking went, and I was fucking laughing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well,
that's
fuck.
The idea.
I went, I was laughing.
Okay, but.
That's
but,
the idea.
Okay, well, let's.
Oh, my God. I was I was fucking laughing.
And Will, what did Will told you we do at the podcast, so we're just.
Yeah, I love the fucking podcast. Like, do all the characters. I'm totally stoked every time I hear it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm like, no way. I'm laughing. I'm
so
like.
Like a lot, yeah,
oh,
like
I'm
it.
Fucking driving and I'm laughing. And I saw
what do you,
you
do
at,
for a living?
At the comp. I do this and that, this and that. I'll fucking get around. I work in the oil sands and shit. I'll go up there, northern Alberta. I live in fucking BC. Boy, born and raised, right? Mm, but I'll get up to the fucking, the oil sands and shit. Make a killing about 3 months. I'll be up there or sometimes in BC, Fort Mac, probably clear about 250K just for the 3 months. I have seven trucks. I mean, whatever. You know, you get on the quads, you get on the fucking snowmobiles.
Yeah.
It's right on, whatever. But fucking make me laugh.
Okay,
I was
thanks.
No
thanks,
way.
Thanks,
we're recording now. So,
yeah.
so we're going to
do your thing. Yeah. I'm fucking stoked to be here.
Great. So
Brian Callen was on fucking the Hangover movies. I was like, no way. I saw it. I was fucking laughing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great.
I was fucking laughing.
We're recording right now.
And I was like, what? In the Hangover movies, I'm like, no way, it's fucking Brian. I'm like, I remember him, Veronica's Closet.
No, I wasn't on that.
Wings, Caroline
the
City.
Wasn't on any of those.
And I saw, and I was like, I'm fucking laughing. I'm so stoked to see Brian. But then I was like, why don't you have, more lines?
Because
I was laughing.
I do have more
when you
lines.
Did your lines.
I
was like, no
three shows you mentioned.
And then I went and saw you, Canadian Brad, stand up.
It's just kind of how
that's what they call me.
It's just kind of how it goes. Sometimes you get lines. Sometimes you don't get lines. It's just that's how it goes. Sometimes you get a part where.
We're going to do a podcast, Canadian Brad, so we're going to ask you to not talk as much.
All right.
Because we're actually recording now.
No doubt. No doubt.
So let us do this.
No way. No doubt. All right.
All right. So.
I was just bugging around.
So
what did you do? You know that I went to Mexico.
You were in Mexico.
Yeah.
You're always in fucking Minnesota, so it's nice to know that you're in Mexico.
Oh, fuck. That's a callback from the show, the podcast, because, I heard once, and you're like, Brian's always in Mexico. I was fucking laughing.
No, he says
Minnesota,
not Mexico.
Then he said Minnesota. I'm like, no way. It's so cool to be here. Dude, when you were in fucking Workaholics, can I tell you something? For real, though? For real?
Okay.
I was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well, that
the
was
idea.
I was so stoked. I was fucking laughing. I'm like, no way, he's fucking Topher. And he's like hanging with the guys and all the shit.
Right.
I don't remember what you said, but like all of it was funny.
5 years ago.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck, that was so funny. Why do they call him Topher?
It's just his name, you know, Christopher, and then Topher is his
name. Oh, like you're Chris and he's
Topher?
No,
it wasn't because my name is Christopher.
Oh, it's just Topher?
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, no.
Right on.
Can I ask you a question? When you say, I saw you doing the thing or whatever, and then you say, I was like, no way.
Right on.
Right, but you say I was like, yeah, no way.
Right on.
Right.
On. Yeah, because I was laughing.
No, I know, but so when you say, no way.
Yeah, no way, right on.
Right, but.
Right.
He's saying,
when you say,
what does that
mean? What does it mean when you're saying no way?
Yeah.
Like when I say like, no way.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess it's just sort of the difference because, like, I'm Canadian. Like, people are always like, oh, you fucking talk different and shit, right? And I'm like,
sure, yeah.
Right. I'm like, no way.
Right.
And they're like, come on. Sure you are. And I'm like, fucking right on. You know?
Sure. Okay.
And so, in other words, no way would be like, oh, I can't believe this.
Right on.
And so, right on
like,
is.
Right.
I fucking saw you at the fucking Comedy Mix and I was like, right on.
Yeah.
No way. I was, because Brian, you fucking went up and he was doing this whole thing about fucking eating peaches and shit. I was like laughing.
That's a long time ago.
I was laughing. Yeah, it was a couple years ago now, bud.
So you laugh, you like to laugh.
Well, fuck, I went out, you know, I had a couple of, I probably had six Molson or something. Like,
no,
you know,
kidding. You drink?
Kinda,
Canadian.
I fucking had a sixer to myself
Canadian
there.
Beer,
you know?
Right?
Yeah. And just fucking went and posted up the fucking Comedy Mix just to have a laugh.
A lot of drinking.
And I was laughing. Oh, yeah, I was sure. We tilt them back over there. No, you know, no worries there. You know,
do you
we'll
have a girlfriend
have a good time.
Or anything?
Yeah, I got a girl. Yeah, I've been a while. You know, her and I, and you know, we're
and what of, is she like? What is she?
Oh, she's fucking right on. All she's right. like, she's yeah. no doubt. She's stoked.
Does
you know,
she make you laugh? Or?
She makes me laugh. You know, she's a nurse, and you know, we just fucking.
What
hang
do you guys
out
talk
and,
about?
What
do
you guys talk
I,
about?
I mean, one time I was telling her about seeing Chris on fucking Whitney. I was like, no way, got to see this show. I was fucking laughing. Then we both started watching Whitney. And we were like, right on. And I was like,
okay,
no way.
So,
and now I'm here. It's like,
no,
right
I understand.
On. But like Whitney, whoa. I'm
okay,
like,
yeah.
My fucking girl's like, fucking take it easy. Because I'm like, yo, she's hot.
Yeah, she's
and my girl's
girl.
Like, yeah, she's fucking
okay,
beautiful.
So,
and I was like, right on. And Chris must be so fucking stoked to like
it's
do comedy.
Just, it's a job, but,
do comedy with her and be like,
it's
so,
not on anymore.
So stoked.
So, yeah, it's been two
right
years,
on.
So can I ask you a question? The last, what was the last like troubled thing you went through with your girl? You said it's been a long time. Have you ever been through like?
Oh yeah, I mean we've been together 8 years now.
So
you
what
know,
was
it's
the last
been, like,
like
some
bad
up and
time?
Downs. Oh fuck! Like her Ford F-150 got fucking caught in a snowbank last
week.
Oh
wow!
It shit
sounds
down
like a
pretty fucking hard. Like all the snow was like, I was
and
like,
what happened?
So not stoked. No, we just fucking. I got the winch out because I got the Ford F-450, then I just kind of pulled it out with the winch, and we were fucking stoked.
Okay.
I was like,
wait,
on.
Wait, hold on.
We need to.
She had the Ford F-150.
Right. No, that's not the part that I'm
right, I got
about
the Ford F-450.
No, I'm
the
dualies
in the back. I got the dualies in the back. Yeah.
Sure.
It's
so,
not asking
yeah
you that.
Yeah.
And so I just fucking pulled the winch out and I was like, hey, Blake, come with me. He's like, right on. And then me
what,
and Blake
what would you say you think about
there
on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Like, if
that's
I were to get
question
into your brain for an hour,
right on,
what do you think?
Right
you
on.
Hold on. Let him.
What are your,
please,
what
right
are your
on.
Do you have any thoughts?
No,
or
you know why? Because he's asking me a question.
Do you have a religious point?
I know.
So I'm thinking.
Yeah. Do you have a
all right.
Do you have a religious point of view? Do you have a political point of view?
Yeah, like I vote and shit and
right
like I fucking believe in God and stuff.
You do.
I'm pretty stoked on God.
Oh, Christ. All right.
And Christ, yeah, sure.
No,
that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, right. I mean, you got like I used to go to
so
church all the time,
if,
eh? Because I actually went to like a Catholic
went,
school with Will just on
you
Sundays.
If you got
Sunday
if you,
school, I was fucking
if
totally
you and
stoked.
Will
if you,
out,
but Sasso's a fucking good guy, man. He fucking came
okay
out and he went down if, and we're like, no way.
Let me,
and then he went I, to fucking Hollywood.
Right.
I was like,
when
right
you,
on.
When you, if you die,
and then he's in shows
and
stuff.
If you die and you go to heaven and you see God, like, how would you be like?
I would be like, right on. Like, no way. Like, it's God. And I'd be like, fucking like no way! I'd be praying.
Did you when you were Jesus younger? Did you?
Yeah,
do,
I'd be
did
Jesus.
You play
no, that's not what I'm saying. Jesus,
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
No,
right
you're
on
not.
Like, see, right now he's making me laugh, eh?
Okay, but I'm not.
I was like,
what
the fuck? Really frustrated. I was fucking laughing.
Yeah, but
But what do you feel? What do you about my frustration? Like, you're not letting
us talk.
I'm like,
fuck, let's go down. I got the fucking RV.
What?
Sasso, let me
I'm not. That's
here.
Not what we're talking.
We can
even
go
say that.
Somebody came in.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think is the deal here?
What's that?
You're too Canadian.
Yeah.
Right on, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm not being...
Right on.
No,
you're
no.
Probably too Canadian. Well, my name's Canadian Brad, eh?
Right.
Yeah. So, like, well, you know, I mean, I don't know that I'm too fucking Canadian, but I fucking know for sure I was, like, laughing when I watched, like, the fucking Hangover movie and, like, fucking the fucking Topher shit and... Like all that shit, and I went to the comedy place. I was like fucking laughing.
This is a whole fucking
I was laughing.
Podcast.
Count how many times you said
thanks
that.
Thanks for having me. I'm like so fucking stoked.
Whoa, whoa.
So stoked.
Jesus.
I'm so
okay.
Stoked.
You said it.
So
okay.
If you have, for example, an audition, and you got it. Okay, so you got an audition, and let's say it's at 12. You're driving to the Valley, and that's 4 hours of your day, and that's literally 4 hours of your day. And by the way. Getting ready for the audition, and then you're like, I'm sitting in traffic in Los Angeles
right.
to be an actor,
yeah.
or to be, you know, whatever. You know, in other words, I'm sitting in LA to basically be something I thought existed, and then you wonder, oh, maybe I'll just stop this shit.
And what else would you do?
Stand up, just fucking travel.
Just
anyway, let's record.
No, come on, let's talk.
I don't have time.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? We'll record when we record.
I know. No. I
haven't seen you in a minute. Chris isn't here. We'll just hang out. We'll record when we record. You
got to
go?
I got a 2:30.
What are you doing?
Boxing.
Ah, come on with the boxing.
I know, but I do. I already paid for it.
What else is going on?
I don't know. Nothing. I mean, you know, I'm doing that couple episodes of Navy Street, and then...
What's Navy Street?
Sounds DirecTV show. A lot of people watch DirecTV. I don't
sounds
know if you know
British.
That.
Well, I have DirecTV.
You do?
Yeah. I'm shooting something for them right now. I'll tell you
what
about it
doing?
Some other time. Doesn't matter, dude. Here, come up on the mic. Give me a test.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's go. Testing. What are we going to do?
What do you
How
feel
do we
like
start
doing?
The, I don't know. Let's talk about... I don't know. I'm reading a book called Why Nations Fail.
I don't want to talk about that.
That would work. Hey, everybody. Why do nations... Why do some nations prosper and others don't?
It's not funny.
Which, by the way, is actually something we can make funny in terms of how people don't really want to investigate what matters. That's not funny.
No, that's not funny at all.
Should be, though.
If Chris were here, he would tell you. He would make it.
He's never read a book.
In no uncertain terms, he would let it be known that he doesn't think it's funny at all.
He has a good sense of humor. Where is he? I haven't even
he
talked
can't,
to him.
He's shooting early, and I'm shooting late today. So,
all right, let's go. Come on.
What's going on? What's going on with your life?
It is 12:10. I got to go.
All right, so
how
what's
many
up?
Do we have to record?
As many as we want, man.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go.
I just want to see how you're doing.
Okay, I'm doing good. I'm fine.
How's your mood? You seem upset about the whole thing, like driving around and having to go to auditions
just,
and shit.
What are we going to do? What's the first...
what's going... Like, what's the... What's
let's
the
talk about that on the podcast. Let's
talk about
turn
that
in. Let's just record.
No. What's seriously, honestly, what's the root issue with you right now?
What the root issue with me is that I am trying to be not even a star because I don't care
about
that.
Yeah, don't use
I'm
that.
Trying to be a working
if
actor
we were
in Los
recording,
Angeles.
Yeah, but if we were recording right now, I'd say that whole fame is an illusion shit.
I know.
That maybe it is a good idea that I record.
You should record because this
I should have been. I should have been recording this, but now I'm just talking to you.
Well, we got to make it funny though.
We have time.
I don't have time.
I don't have time either. I have less time.
So let's go.
I got to late.
Let's record. Let's fucking record. Please, let's record. Please, you kill me when you do this.
What's one... But what... Just tell me before we record shit that we shouldn't... I'm just...
What?
I'm just talking to you.
Why are you so interested?
I'm just saying, like, what's... Like, what's something you... what's going on right now? Like,
no, I'm thinking about what we can do to make a podcast.
Okay, what's... How about this? What's something, like, super embarrassing that you wouldn't say on the show?
Yeah.
That we could... turn into a different bit.
Well, I don't know if it's embarrassing, but I don't think I like acting. I don't think I want to be an actor. I really think, literally, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah,
how about that? And I don't have any other options.
You don't have a plan B?
Not really. What am I going
to
do? Teach?
You didn't
I'm
go
used
to business
my.
School?
I like have making a good income.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to do?
What?
I want to fuck, drink wine, fuck more, and then hang out. I want to hang out.
Yeah.
And I want to, with friends.
Yeah.
And not spend time with my family.
That's Brian. That's...
I mean, I'm just saying.
You can't say that on the podcast.
No, obviously I can't say
that. You'll get ostracized for that.
Obviously. But I'm just saying.
But you also spent your 20s.
If you really wanted to ask me a question, yeah. Like, okay, the question I could never answer on air is, hey, Bri, there's a portal. You can go back to your life 10 years ago or be in this life. Because right. I love my kids.
Yeah.
I love my wife.
Right.
And I'd be like, I can jump in there in 10 years? Go back 10 years? I'd be like,
yeah.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. And you just jump in?
Yeah. I could never say that, though.
But you spent your 20s and 30s drinking a lot of wine and fucking.
I really did, dude.
Yeah.
I got fucking that fucked, and I never wore a condom.
Come on.
At one point, three girls called me and said they were pregnant.
No.
And you know what I told them?
When? What?
I go, three girls. And I go, and they were like all basically low-grade girlfriends. One thing about me is every lover I had, I don't have any bad relationships. I always treated them well.
What's a low-grade girlfriend,
though? No, like I just liked them and we hung out, but I had other girlfriends.
Okay.
And three of them said, I think I'm pregnant. And I went, I might have three kids. And somehow I wasn't worried.
Okay.
And then I said, look, I promise you, you're not pregnant. That's what I said.
What a fucking idiot.
And they weren't.
How did you know?
Huh? Then I thought I had gonorrhea.
Jeez, man.
And I told my ex-girlfriend she had to get checked out because you have to get checked out. You have to tell a girl that because otherwise they go barren. And I didn't have it. And she went and got tested anyway. And that was the shit hit the fan. Because I was a scumbag for giving her what I was trying to do the right thing. And then it turns out I didn't have it. I was convinced I had it.
And you thought you gave it to her.
Yeah. And yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, anyway, that's we can't talk. We can't talk about that.
I know. So, what are we going to talk about? Please, please, please. Let's fucking go.
I don't know.
Go.
We could do a
please.
Bit. We could do a fun bit.
Oh, I'll tell you something fucked up. We can't talk about the podcast.
What?
I'll tell you something. I can't believe I didn't tell you this. Do not. I will kill you.
Okay,
Dalton.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Your buddy Dalton. Yeah.
Well, we were all hanging out. We'd played volleyball.
Yeah.
We were hanging. We come back. He's lingering. People leave. And I go, my legs are killing me.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's always rubbing. When he's not painting, he's like,
right,
he's
yeah,
a masseuse.
He starts massaging
my ankles and my legs. And he goes, and I go, that feels, I can't tell you how good it feels. He's got the biggest hands. I was literally like, holy shit, right? Ready? And he goes like this. He goes, I'm thinking about writing a novel on how you have to rub the connective tissues. He's so fucking crazy. I'm like, a novel? That sounds like a great novel, right?
Right.
So then he goes, turn over. I'll massage you. So he starts massaging my back, right? And I'm telling you, man, he's the greatest masseuse of all time, right? Yeah. Then he tells me that if I ever want, he will – there is a technique where you put your fingers in a man's ass and massage his prostate.
Okie doke.
Or some area where it's the most relaxing thing in the world, right? And I'm telling you, he has his knee right between my legs, pressed against my anus, as he's giving me the best massage in the world. The best. Literally, the blood is rushing to my dick.
Come on.
No, but he's, I didn't know this, but I'm sure he's gay. He's
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would say probably.
He has a girlfriend.
All right, well, she maybe knows too.
He's offering essentially to stick his finger right up my ass and give me a massage.
Well, that's very kind of him.
So don't tell him.
No, I won't tell anybody that. That would not be good.
Apparently, it's a technique. Well, I was just Japanese or some bullshit.
It's hilarious.
He literally was lobbying to get his fingers in my ass.
That's funny for the podcast, but I don't think we could do it.
No, I can't.
And you'd be throwing Dalton way.
I can't. Yeah, I mean, I can't talk about it, but I will say this. As he's massaging me, I thought to myself, I can see how a straight guy would take that. I mean, it felt so good.
Yeah.
And if nobody's watching,
fuck
it. I mean, I don't want somebody's finger in my ass. I've had the doctor do that. Yeah. It doesn't feel good, but I can see how a guy would go, all right, you know.
Hey, guess what?
What? What are you doing? What the fuck is that?
It's a song.
What are you doing?
All right, come on. Were you recording the song? I might have been.
You were recording?
Wait till after the song.
When were you recording?
The thing.
No. What do you mean the thing? Wait.
Come on.
Wait. When were you recording? minutes.
I recorded.
Rewind it. No, I can't have that shit out there.
Well, you said you don't want to be an actor.
I and about the portal.
The portal you jump through, you leave
no.
your family. Yeah.
No.
The Dalton right, stuff would be hilarious.
I can't have that on just, the bucket.
Just
there.
Reach out to Dalton no. and say, hey, I told the no. story about.
I get what the fuck is that, the piano?
I just thought it would be cool. Yeah.
No.
Now the show's over.
No,
I recorded
bro,
like
I'm not kidding.
9 minutes of that.
Erase it now.
All right, calm down.
No,
Brian,
you will calm down.
Just calm
I can't have this on the air.
I just thought it would be funny.
I will ruin it. I can't
I just
do
thought it.
It
would be funny
it's
to get some
funny.
Real stuff.
Am
my audience wants real
do
stuff.
Do I look like I'm fucking laughing?
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
No,
that's
no.
Brian the Kid Callen. Crystal Lee is not with us, and I thought
no.
it would be fun to just get some candid
it's
moments from Brian.
It's not funny, man.
It's funny.
Erase it, please,
just,
right now.
Look, the only concern you have is Dalton, and then, of course, your wife and children.
Yeah, bro,
and
that's then, my family.
And it's also real bad mojo to talk about your business like that. It'll dry it up.
No shit,
that's
then.
The
no.
way the universe works.
Yes, well.
All according to the whims of the great man.
Bro, listen to me.
And you're a fool.
No, I'm kidding.
To have gone
I was
against
saying,
it.
Everybody. Yeah. I'm fucking around.
He's just. In fact, I just thought it'd be fun. It'd be like a fun
bit. It's not funny.
Bit.
How is that
it's
funny?
A fun bit.
How is that funny to
you
open
let
me up like
in,
that? And you come
in
and come close to the microphone? You
yeah,
open me up like that?
I said we were
you
testing
fucking
the mic.
You fillet me?
No, I
you,
didn't
you
fillet
air, you. You cyber
it's,
fillet?
Hey, man. It's podcast time with the pals, you know?
It is, isn't it? It's so podcast time with. Well, I don't like to agree to that, but yeah.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome, that's right.
Welcome
that's
to 10-Minute
right.
Podcast.
That's right.
wait, hold on a second.
No, don't. No. No.
Today is the 24th of July, because we know that we're airing this episode on Thursday, the 24th of July. Now, if you listen to the show,
okay.
By the way, welcome to the show. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You want to buy some on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com for it to hit bam.
Bam, bam.
And then, hey, you like the show, you rate, review, iTunes.
Yeah.
My name is Will Sasso.
Ick.
And I say leave it.
That's all I do from now.
Yeah.
From now, is I'm just going to go. You go, Will. Do
Hi, my name is Will Sasso. I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So here's what's up today. We just got together. As we've said before, we like to record a bunch of these at the same time. We're all very busy dudes. And today we are about to endeavor to record a lot of episodes.
Right.
And we're starting without Brian.
Yeah, we are. Because we have to do how many today?
I think 11 or 12.
All right. That's too many. And that's 100% too many because we have a lot of things we have to do.
But, 100% or 100%?
Yeah, you know, I you will say maybe it's 100%, but I did say percent.
No, you said tercent.
I said
and
tercent,
when you said that,
and it wasn't quite.
I was like,
tercent.
What does that mean?
Right, but it wasn't quite tercent.
If it wasn't tercent, it
right.
was tercent.
Yeah, it was tercent. It was
it
something
was either
like that.
Percent.
Well, we'll let you
tercent.
Know what, you, listeners. Why don't you go back and take a listen and see what it was.
And if you follow us on Twitter at TimMinPod or Facebook/TimMinPod, you can let us know whether it's T'% or P'%.
Or tercent, like
I think
Will
was
saying. But
I think it was tercent.
I think it was tercent or percent.
100% that was tercent.
No, I don't know about that.
So we're just going to start without Brian because fuck.
Yeah, we got too many to do and Brian's not here because Brian is always late and we don't have time for being late right now.
Yeah, and he's also on the other side of town and he had to do something. We're all running around. He had to pitch something in Playa Del Mar, which is
any
a 100%
Playa del anything is always too far from wherever you are.
Yeah, that's a Spanish name and he's that's in Mexico, Playa del Mar. I like Playa del Carmen and that's on the Mayan Riviera.
It's too far.
And that is 100% Mexico.
And let me tell you something right now. I like Hollywood. Because it's not far.
Yeah, but Chris, it is far from other places.
No.
It's
then
far
you know
from
what
the
you
ocean,
do if you're from
other
places?
What?
Simply move to Hollywood.
No, don't move to Hollywood. As a matter of fact,
really congested.
I'm moving out of Hollywood. Well, I don't live in Hollywood per se.
Per se, right.
I live in Los Feliz.
Per se.
Yeah, per se.
Right. Per
which
se
is Latin, like Playa del Mar.
Right.
Means
well,
beach of the ocean, which
also,
is redundant.
Right. That's not cool. That's
we're
why
learning a lot today.
Well, yeah. But also, do you have to say per se, or do you never have to say per se? I'm trying to figure that out. Is that one of those things?
Yeah, it is kind of dumb to say per se.
It's like saying actually, or
well,
no, you don't ever really.
It's
need
worse
to
than
say
saying actually.
Actually, but is actually something you ever have to say? Or
actually,
no? Yeah, you don't actually.
If you're saying something and you mean it, actually, you don't have to say actually.
Right, you're not right.
Yeah.
So. So per se and yeah. actually don't need to be warrants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just kidding. All right, well, okay.
Well, look, yeah. I'm not the supreme arbiter of words.
Right.
Can I say arbiter?
Sure you can, because that's a word that means something.
Okay, so actually doesn't an arbiter does?
Well, actually means something, but it's kind of like saying that's nothing.
All right.
Because you say, hey, I'm hungry, or yeah. hey, I'm actually hungry. You know what? Means the same thing.
Or when you say I'm hungry or I'm literally hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, literally does mean something,
yeah.
but people misuse it way too much.
Yeah, they do. And don't and sound those people, like you're...
And those people I like to call girls.
Okay, man.
No,
first
it's true.
Of all, that's a little weird. Second of all, you always sound like you're wrapping up the news when you say something.
Let's say, like, obviously there are people who say literally too much, yeah. and some are girls, some are guys.
Yeah.
But most of them are girls.
Right up next. Up
ding,
next
ding, 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 ding.
News, weather, and sports with Chance Cumulus and Chris
yeah.
D'Elia.
So anyway, girls, stop saying literally.
All right. We have no Brian here, and we're halfway through the show.
We are?
And it's Thursday. Yeah.
There we go. We yeah. got...
We got one of those shows.
Yeah.
I'm heading out of town. I'm shooting something. I don't even want to say what it is because it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise. And not going to air everywhere. So when I say surprise.
Surprise for some.
You may not even see it ever.
The surprise for some of you is you're never going to see it.
You're never going to see it. Some of you really going to see it. And by the way, anybody who's going to see it, not going to see it for a while. But
is it because when you shoot something in yeah. Hollywood, it always takes 7 years for it to come out?
When you shoot something in Hollywood, everything takes 7 years to come out because a lot of people are just kind of shooting films because mm-hmm. it's time for them to make their independent mm-hmm. film. And then they don't understand that when you get $1 million or $500,000 or $2 million together to make a film, essentially what you're doing most of the time is making a very expensive home movie. Mm-hmm. And I've done that. I've put together – I actually had a film company a while back. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know – did you know that? I had a film company. I started a film company in 2006, 2007, wow. right in there. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, I got all these guys.
Interesting. So what'd you do yourself?
We made a film.
And?
The distribution company that we went with finally, after 3 years of it being completed, mm-hmm. just recently went bankrupt about a year ago.
Oh, interesting.
And that film that we made is out of print. Oh. And I'm not even going to tell you what it is because don't even want you to go look for it. But it's a fine film that I stand by and a lot of my friends
are
in
it. And it's out.
Oh, it's out. Yeah. Right. I mean, you can kind of find it.
Uh-huh.
It's not fun to... You know why you don't need to make a film company?
Right.
There are so many film companies.
I know. You can just make a movie.
Yeah. Just make a movie.
Hey, also, how many... I'm trying to think. Distribution. How many D's does that have in the beginning of it?
Distribution?
Yeah.
One.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because you said... distribution. So I'm like...
Oh, no, man. I was just stuttering a bit when I
said...
Yeah.
So there's not four?
No, man. There's not four.
God, dude. I thought maybe everything I knew about the English language was turned on its head for a second, but you just
really...
made a fucking stupid mistake. Oh, okay.
A lot of the things I say, I mean, you know, I mean, look, you said Tercent.
Yeah, I know, but...
We made only one movie, and we did it. We gave it 110 Tercent, or actually 110 Tercent. Yeah, we made a movie. Now it's just like, make a movie. Don't make
yeah.
a thing. You know, I just wrote a thing.
Right.
We want to make a movie.
Want to make moo?
Want to make moo? Just make moo. Don't make a film company.
Make moo.
Because you know what you got to do when you have a film company?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of paperwork.
Right.
We'll be right back with the news.
You know what you have to do
what?
when you make moo? When you make moo yourself?
What?
And you have got a company?
What?
You got to do a whole bunch of stuff
yeah.
that's not making moo.
That, yeah. And I like to be creative.
Right.
Don't like to do paperwork.
Right.
Like,
of course,
because
you're not a cop.
No, that's right.
Hey, you're not a school teacher.
No.
Okay,
you know what?
Right.
We'd like to pay our editor to start doing a rough cut and just a sort of a rough assemble and then hand it off to our director. But you know what? We can't because we didn't get the SAG waiver back because we didn't fill
right.
that out properly.
Right.
You
and
know
that's...
why? Because I don't know how because fuck that.
Yeah,
I don't know
also,
what that is.
Right.
And
you have a production company.
Right.
But if you just make moo, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I don't need to pretend that I'm a movie executive.
No, you don't.
Because you know
don't.
What? I don't want to start a movie company.
No, because also people will be like, hey, oh, you make movies, but you are the actor Will Sasso.
Hey, are you also that actor Will Sasso? Yeah. So did you hit your head and think for a second that you're supposed to start a movie company? Because there's a bunch of guys who don't act that want to start movie companies.
And you could just make a movie with them.
Yeah.
And then you know what you do after you make the movie? You forget about it.
Right.
And you go off like, and do another one.
Oh yeah, because I got news for you. I made Moo in 2002.
Yeah.
It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Well, now it's too late.
Now it's too late. And someone, you know why? Because I look 22. And they can't be like the guy from Undateable.
No.
Because I'm not that guy anymore.
Well, you could be the guy from Undateable's brother.
Right.
Right. You could be that guy.
I was. Which leads me to my long-winded point. We all are our past brothers.
Huh?
We all, in essence, are our past brothers.
Okay. You know, look, we have a lot of irreverent conversations on the show, and sometimes we say weird shit, and I was saying, like, right. Tercent.
That's what percent. I was leading to.
And then I was going, distribution. Right. But what you said just made that I don't understand what you mean.
We all
don't say
currently
right.
are our past brothers. That's would
really deep. I don't
know. It is very deep. And I am a lot like Nietzsche.
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 Nietzsche. Ray Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. Nietzsche. Ninja, Ninja Turtles.
Dude, you hit your head.
I hit it.
You hit your head. Oh, I can't air this and feel good about it. Chris hit his head. Oh. Hey, happy Thursday. The next month of episodes that you listen to are going to be all over the fucking place. Because we recorded them all together. Yeah, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
One down.
You can live on this very healthily.
What,
healthily you can thrive on this.
Why don't you put your headset on?
Okay, sure. But Chipotle is is truly... Some podcasts are slow,
and you don't know how long they last. Shut up, dude.
I think we should do away with the music.
No, we're not doing away with the music. All right, can we explain what's going on here? Well, Brian just showed up late to this record, hour late. So as you're listening, listen to the episode before, listen to the episode afterwards, because what's going on for a lot of the bulk of these episodes that we're doing recently and for the month of August, we're just banking them. We're doing a bunch of them. I'm out of town. I'm skipping town. These guys are busy. We're all busy guys. We're in and out of
working
town.
Actors. Right.
So Brian is really late, and he just showed up, and he's eating Chipotle.
Yeah, and we just did four shows.
Four shows. We just did four episodes without you.
What?
What's your name? Do your name?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
And do your name?
All right. Hey, man.
No, because I got an idea.
It's the thing that I say right afterwards. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You say the Amazon thing. It's the thing. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian at Kid Count.
And I'm Chris D'Elia, which I'm Raw, which is easy to get. Now, what I want to say to you is, Brian, we did three or four episodes without you.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Since you were late, go for it.
Why don't you go for it?
No, Will. Go ahead. Be quiet.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
Because you were late.
Don't.
Go ahead.
I was 25 minutes
late. No, don't talk to Chris.
Don't talk to us.
He just said,
go for it.
Okay?
All right.
This episode's called Brian, Go For It.
That's what it's called.
All right. No problem.
Don't talk to me.
I'm glad I have this opportunity.
Good.
I'll tell you something right now. I'll tell you something, folks. Don't think that the shit kid hit.
Don't think that the shit can't hit the fan. Wait, hold on a second. Don't think that the shit can't hit?
No.
Does that mean?
Don't think the shit can't hit the fan. You better be storing water. You better have an arsenal. You better have multiple forms of transportation. You should have a horse. This. You should have a bike. Oh. And a lot of people say, if the shit hits the fan, I want a horse or something. No, bike. With a kit that you can fix the tires.
Wrong. You can eat a horse. You can't eat a bike.
You can. You have a big stomachache.
Well, there's that one guy who ate like a Cessna back
when. Horses need water.
He was on That's Incredible in the 80s. He ate an entire Cessna plane. I'm Fran Tarkenton. Welcome to That's Incredible. Absolutely nobody who listens to this show would know what I just referenced. But Brian does, because Brian is 52 years old.
No, I'm 47.
Well, whatever.
Don't say that.
Well, it's the same.
And people can't believe. They cannot believe.
Don't say that in French.
No, but I'm saying.
You sound French.
They cannot believe. C'est incroyable. C'est vraiment incroyable.
All right.
Le gens a dit.
You're losing more listeners.
C'est pas possible. Tu es 47, is it?
Let me tell you something about the podcast demographics. It works a little different than television.
Mm.
It's not 18 to 49. It goes males 18 to 46, and then males age 47 to death.
For podcasts? Hey.
Yeah, so nobody cares what you think.
Hey.
What are you eating there for real?
I got some chicken. I got some
quiet
white rice.
Dude, Chris,
that's
you're just
really
looking at,
obnoxious.
Chris is just looking at his phone because he said, "Brian, go for it."
No, go for it.
All right. I will. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I love it.
How come you're so nappy?
Hey!
Will.
Let me try it.
Will can't look at food.
Even fucking look at food, dude.
I just want to try it.
He can't. It's like an itch. He can't scratch.
I just want to try. I've never had Chipotle.
Quiet.
You should have got us Chipotle, man.
I will. Hey, Chris, you all nappy,
go
huh?
Go for it. Come on. No, I'm not nappy, dude. I've been here. I'm in the fucking swing of things already. We've done three or four fucking episodes.
I don't believe it.
And they were fire, dude. They were fire. Our viewership is going to go up and yours is going to go down.
But viewership, but yeah, they're going to go up.
Because they look at the road while they're driving. While they listen.
I don't believe. First of all, I don't believe you did four.
We did four. We're going to play them.
Second of all. Yeah. Second of all, we should have a video experience.
Brian. What? That makes no sense because your demographic age 47 to death. So you understand how podcasts work.
There is actually a visual experience. If you get White Male Black Comic, it's on Comedy Central.
You know what, man?
All right, that's
Chris,
special. All right, that's
what am I going to talk about? The fact that I'm going to be all over. Go to BrianCallen.com if you want to laugh your ass off.
I'm out of town shooting my own TV show. Try this.
Hey. Ow. What do you want? What are you shooting, Will?
Will, chill. Look.
Don't eat my phone.
All right. Guys, chill. All right, you fucking fat slobs. Both of you.
What's the problem?
Chris, what's the matter? Why are you rubbing your eyes?
I'm rubbing my eyes because I'm so hungry for Chipotle now because you fucking dickhead.
You can't bring Chipotle in here. Are you Italian? Studio.
Are you Italian?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're Italian and you bring food, you're supposed to bring some food for other people.
I didn't know, bro.
You didn't know that we were going to be here?
I didn't know.
That's all you knew.
Yeah, you're fucking sitting in front of us eating Chipotle.
I didn't know you guys were going to be.
By the way, Chipotle's not a sponsor. So now Chipotle gets like a bump.
I know. I didn't know you guys wanted Chipotle. I had no idea.
Don't call it Chipotle. Yeah, don't say Chipotle. What?
No, I'm sorry, man. I fucking spent so much time overseas. But I didn't
know.
Mexico is not overseas.
Mexico is a part of North America. And Madrid and all
don't say areas, Barcelona.
So. No, they don't have Chipotle over there.
But no, but Chipotle is a. I'm sorry, it's a Spanish name.
Hey, say B R A Z I L for me. Say B R A Z I L.
Brazil?
Yeah, no, don't say that.
What?
No, don't say Brazil.
I was honored to receive my black belt in Jiu-Jitsu. In Brazil.
You don't have a black belt.
I was honored to receive...
There's so many lies in that.
I was honored to receive my black belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
In Brazil.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Bahagres.
J-U apostrophe J-I-T-Z. Jiu-Jitsu.
I trained very hard when I was younger.
Dolphins.
Honestly, I'm not going
to... You trained dolphins.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
What? I slammed you.
Don't diss the fact that I...
I slammed you.
No, don't diss the fact that I am fluent in the language of...
You know what? Can you do this? Can you do us a favor?
Yeah.
Okay. There's the Brian, go for it sort of idea of like, oh, let's do this with the podcast. Mm-hmm. Brian, go for it. Mm-hmm. Another thing I think we could do is because we're banking a bunch of these episodes, all right, is Chris and I do another four without you. You go get us Chipotle.
No, I'm not your messenger, boy. Yeah. Hey, you're not. Stop. He's baby birding me right now.
Give him some.
Don't baby bird me.
Don't say baby bird because baby bird is what I call Brent in the show.
Yeah, but he's kind of been saying that first.
That's your dick, though.
Yeah, you stole and put it in your show.
I didn't write that.
You stole, put it in. Well, one of the writers saw me.
Here, take.
Bro, don't baby bird me from a nest.
Feed.
All right, look.
No, I don't want that one. That's Will's. I want yours.
What's the difference?
You don't trust Will's mouth.
I don't trust Will's mouth.
You don't trust
what
Will's
the
mouth.
Fuck?
You're an emotional leader.
No, I don't. No, I'm kidding. I don't want either of them. I'm just.
We have it on good authority. You lick urinals.
I don't want any. I'm joking. Get that fucking shit out of here.
Hey! I'm offering you for my bull fuckface.
What the fuck, man?
No, you can stay out of it.
No,
don't snap at me, bro.
Both of you fucking stay out of it.
This episode sucks shit.
You want a timeout?
This episode's terrible.
Shh.
Doesn't matter. It's going up.
Hey, bro, shut up.
Go to our Twitter at 10minpod or Facebook/10minpod to see a picture of Chris Baby Bird.
Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. This is the worst podcast that has ever been in the history of podcasts.
It's real bad.
It really is bad. And it's all Brian's fault.
Not Bald Brian's fault.
Bald Brian?
Bald Brian is from another
podcast.
Oh, that's
right. That's what is that? Oh, yeah, that's,
Bald Brian Bishop from the Adam Carolla Show.
Right.
You know what my goal is? My goal for the next month? Put 12 pounds of muscle on my chest.
Okay, well, you better start cranking horse steroids. And we're back to horses, Brian. Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd look like an idiot.
Hey, moron. Let's see you.
You know what?
I'm backing off the mic, too.
I'm backing off the mic.
So many people on today were like, Chris, what's the deal? What do you do for working out?
No, they weren't.
One was.
No, man. You know what you do? You walk. You have a walker's physique. I'm not trying to be a dick, but you have a walker's physique.
No, I felt...
Can I be honest with you? What? You shuffle from point A to point B. You got a shuffler's physique. Your physique comes from shuffling, drink coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee.
And thinking about clouds, sugar.
I don't think about...
And... I'm not trying to be a dick.
Okay, but you're saying I'm not trying to be a dick. That doesn't negate you being a dick.
I'm just saying...
You are being a dick.
Your body comes from shuffling.
Brian, we got a few seconds left. Brian, go for it.
Go for it. What do you want to talk about? You've got nothing on your fucking brain right now.
Nothing's going really well for me.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can afford Chipotle.
I'm slaying it.
You know what you're doing for dinner?
What?
You're eating Chipotle in our little studio here.
Chipotle is one of my
Chipotle.
Mi favor. You know, it's my
favor.
What? Mi favor.
What the fuck? That's nothing. That's nothing.
It's mi favor.
Is that Portuguese or something?
My favor.
Mi favor?
Yeah.
Ah, cool, dude.
Ah, cool, dude.
Yeah.
You're a bitch, Brian.
Yeah. What? Fuck you, dude. You ruined this.
Hey, I didn't ruin this podcast. I thought it was really good. Give a fuck.
Hey, you what?
Say you don't give a fuck as you shovel Chipotle.
I'm doing two TV shows. How much can I give a fuck about this?
They didn't ask you back for
so Ride Along.
They
suckers.
Didn't ask you back on Ride Along.
Huh?
You're not in Ride Along.
That's a shitty thing to say, Chris. Right.
Well, you brought your shitty shit in here and you're chewing on it.
No. I'm technically doing three TV shows. And I never thought this was possible, so thank you.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
Stop doing that.
What?
That's why you're listening.
No one can hear what you're doing. Now I have to explain it.
Yeah. He's kissing two fingers. He's kissing his forefinger, his index finger, and his middle finger. Forefinger. What's that?
My higher power.
Hmm. And then he's touching his chest. You're like Deion Sanders after scoring a touchdown, a little pick six.
Never saw him do that.
He kisses his finger.
I've never seen.
You're doing like a sports thing. Like
never
you're,
seen anybody
you're,
do that.
Yeah. No, it's annoying.
Right.
It's annoying. Okay. And Chris, you don't have to shit on the. You know, just because I said it's sports.
No, okay. I actually wanted to talk about that a little bit.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
welcome to the 10-minute podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, you didn't get
see
into
what
it.
See what I did?
We almost missed that.
I baited you.
Go ahead.
Oh, we would have missed it.
Yeah, because it's funny you said it because they have no idea what they're downloading, huh?
Yeah. No, they know. Welcome to the 10-minute podcast, all the things that I say. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris DeLeon. I've nickname because what you see is what you get. So
please enunciate that. Don't just say what you see is what you get.
Get off the phone, man.
Which is right. Good.
So, what I was going to say is...
we talk about sports.
Well, you remember the last time, though, I tried to actually talk about sports and then Brian farted into the mic.
Yeah, the episode...
I want to get to what I was actually
that.
Trying
Sorry.
To say.
I remember
it's
that.
Okay.
That episode
it.
Was called...
And Brian's...
Chris doesn't care about sports.
Right. And Brian's been actually called me personally and emailed me a lot of times personally apologizing about that. And it's okay.
For anybody who hasn't heard that episode, please download that episode and listen to Brian fart and apologize and cry.
Yeah, sorry about
he
that.
He literally cried.
I did cry. And there were tears in my eyes.
What I was saying is I actually have had an awakening of sorts, so to speak. And I would make fun of sports saying how like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Whoa, it don't matter.
That's
and,
the bit, yeah.
And that's the bit. And everyone would get mad. I get death threats. And fucking
people would Chris yell. Has been going on his social media and social networking.
People who...
Making fun of sports. Right. Recently, the World Cup soccer
it's just
thing.
A little, it's a little
and
oops. They get it, though. You don't have to finish your sentence.
Oops.
You tell long. Oh, you make long sentences, though, you know?
He does, but let him finish it.
Yeah,
but now this is even longer.
He does, but let him finish it.
Yeah.
Because it's prerogative or? It's yeah. Awesome.
Ready? I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
Here's what I was going to say. The recent World Cup soccer.
Right. Oh, hey, look, it would have ended a lot sooner than if you interrupted.
Yeah, but if I.
So anyway.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say is, people, I was making fun and people just making jokes. I'm a comedian.
A
comedian.
But it's insulting and it's
oops.
A little bit ignorant.
And oops.
It's a little ignorant, right?
And oops. It's not that ignorant, but what it is, what it is, making jokes, people took it seriously. So what I want to do is I want to go and what I did for everybody, I spent weeks actually studying sports and I spent weeks learning about players, learning about teams and really reading about sports, not even necessarily just the paper and ESPN blogs and shit like that. I actually bought books. I did a lot of reading and I've come to terms with why sports are important and why sports matter.
I really honestly do want to hear this.
Me too.
Brian, do not fart into the mic.
I won't.
No. Well, I started thinking about sports in a general way, right? And I started thinking about sports and what does it mean? What does the word sport mean? Where does it come from? And when you take a team, take any team of today or in the past 100 years of sports or however long it's existed, you have individual players that make up this team, right? In some instances, it's 11 people on the field. At some instances, it's 9. And sometimes in basketball, there's 10, right? 5-on-5. Now,
wow.
Right.
Good.
Wow. There you go. Knows, yeah.
Now, I don't think there's a sport with 9 players.
Okay. Well, I'm just there's a lot of sports out there that are in the world though that you don't know about that I do that I've read a lot about.
Okay. Brian, you don't know that maybe high lie or cricket.
Yeah, sure. You don't know about high lie, you don't know about all the other sports. So
guard.
So what I'm saying is
makes me a little annoyed, but keeps going.
Does it really? Cuz
keep going or keeps going.
Okay.
Baseball. Baseball has 9. But yeah, baseball anyway, so what I'm trying to say is when you really break it down, first of all, there's a pitcher, the catcher, that's 2. There's the first, second, third, and then the shortstop. Don't forget about him.
That's
right field, left field.
7-8.
And center field.
That's not nothing.
So now what we're getting at,
Chris just schooled you.
Yeah, no, there are
sports. I'm a little embarrassed right now.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
I'm
okay.
Impressed.
But and I've been doing my research.
That's right.
You have, obviously.
Now, when you break these teams down in a human way, you realize that these teams that work together and become one entity are all made of what? Individuals. Now, what does that mean? Now, you have individuals. Individuals excel at different things, and that's why they do different positions. You have a shortstop. He's good. He's quick on his feet. He's spry. You also have a catcher. Now, the catcher can be slower, but he needs to control a lot of the plays in baseball because, really, there isn't a play that the catcher is not in. Because even if the ball is pitched and the batter hits it, guess who called that pitch? The catcher.
Wow.
So you've got...
Wow.
So you're understanding... What you're trying to say, long about way, is that there's strategy and there's a lot to a sport.
There is a lot to it. There's strategy.
Exactly.
There's a lot
of... strategy.
Yeah. There's a lot of... you know, inner workings of
planning.
It. Planning. World's top athletes.
I mean, I'm impressed. I'm impressed right now that Chris is actually... Like, actually knows what he's talking about
and has done
his research.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what you break it you break down each team and you look at players, and they're all individual. They all have their own minds, and they work towards a common goal, and that's to win.
Okay.
Now, you've got the other team, and they work towards a common goal to win, right?
Right.
Now, whoever wins, it's fine. It doesn't really matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter because it's about how you're playing and to the best of your ability.
Right.
But it does kind of matter, right?
Sure. It matters in the grand scheme of making money.
Right.
When it comes to... You know, building fan base. It certainly matters.
Also,
no, I think what he's saying is, saying it doesn't matter. Are you saying it doesn't matter whether you win or lose? Is that
I'm saying is when it when you break it down to a human level, yes, it doesn't matter who wins or loses.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter.
But we do watch it to see who the winner and loser is.
We do.
So
but,
in that sense, that's
but
the
when
point.
We're investing our time and we're investing our heart into it, it's not really about the team. It's about us being human and identifying with certain players.
But it's also about our team winning, right?
But it isn't, though. It is if you're very small-minded because it doesn't matter who
wins. Okay, so you're saying it literally doesn't matter who wins in sport.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, it does matter – For a child who looks up to LeBron James. Right?
Okay, now, so it matters for that kid.
He was at the Heat. He's not at the Heat anymore. He's going back to the Cavaliers.
Good.
Right, and I know this. You know, and the kid now, if he's in Ohio, he sees LeBron comes back. That matters to him.
Okay,
because he's like, oh look, my hero is coming back.
Okay, so if I may,
some adults,
but if you're an adult,
so what if there's a guy? Okay, so what if there's a guy who has season tickets for the Cavaliers? Mm-hmm. He's had season tickets for like 15
generations.
Years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and not generations.
Well, his dad gave him to him.
All right, Brian. So he's had the tickets for 15 years, and he's seen LeBron go.
Yes.
He's seen him win 2 championships with the Heat.
Right.
Then he comes back. It matters. It matters to that guy, right?
It does matter to
him. To win.
It does matter to him in an individual basis. But when you look at that guy's life, if he has a family, if he has friends, if he has a work situation, which he probably does, he works where? Take it as Crate and Barrel.
Okay.
Take whatever it is.
So let's say Crate and Barrel.
Okay, so
he works at Crate and
Barrel. He's at Crate and Barrel, and then he's dealing with the other people at Crate and Barrel. Does LeBron matter to his job?
Well,
you could argue no. And that's the great picture of what I'm talking about. So it doesn't necessarily matter in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, now I got to tell you that...
Now, LeBron was on the Heat.
I know, but
now he's on the Cavaliers.
Yes.
Very
now
good.
Now, the Heat, are they happy about that?
No.
No, they're not happy about that. So all of a sudden, LeBron doesn't matter to the Heat.
Okay,
he matters.
See,
he will end up mattering because they're both in the Eastern Conference.
By the way, you're saying it doesn't matter a lot now. Do you remember what got you in trouble in the first place?
Sports matter.
But you're saying that to a kid who's watching the Cavaliers,
right,
it matters that LeBron comes
100%
back. But to this guy who works at the Crate and Barrel, and he's
then you run into a rough territory. You know, you're kind of in a monsoon area there, because it's like, yet it does matter when you're at the game and you're rooting, you get caught up in the game. Then when you go home, you kind of go about your business.
Wait, Brian, you shouldn't let that affect your
All right, situation.
Brian, let me ask him point blank.
What?
Do the Cavaliers matter?
No.
Wait, hold on a second.
You deal with this because I feel like I've been baited into some bullshit.
I do
here.
Also. Does LeBron James matter?
Just fucking cuts in the trees. If you
no.
LeBron no. James doesn't matter, you're saying?
His job and his life, no.
So LeBron James doesn't matter, his job. So his job is sports.
Yeah.
So do sports matter?
Sports don't matter at all.
Dude.
Okay,
you
bro.
You made us think. And twice. And I wish Brian would have. What?
It's a ball. It's a ball. And grown-ups are fighting over it.
And it's
dumb when you cheer for a guy.
Listen, man. I wish he would have farted
that
in the mic and cut this off.
So
again.
Do I.
This is twice now.
I wish I could shit right now.
An adult guy is screaming at another adult guy to put a ball in the right place.
Hey.
Chris,
don't be condescending
sports.
With that stupid face.
Really?
Like you're being.
You're a big fucking idiot if you like that.
If you like sports?
Yeah.
Chris?
Wait, do you care to clarify?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't matter.
Christopher!
Here comes another thing that we do. Yeah. And this song is not very good.
Another podcast.
Yep.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. You want to buy something on Amazon? Go to 10minutepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Hit the Amazon banner. You will get your shit for the exact same price with zero markup, and we'll get a little kickback, and it's your way of saying thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that show for free.
Shit.
We appreciate you.
Shit.
Also, if you appreciate us, go to iTunes and rate and review the show. Chris, what's wrong?
Yeah. I don't know.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and you know, I don't have a nickname because I'm raw, which is what you get.
Well, I didn't say a nickname this time.
I know, but
Brian's not even here.
Well, I feel like it's kind of necessary to do that, though.
Why? Because sometimes I say
sometimes
my name is
people
Will.
People are saying I got a nickname, and I'm just like, I don't have a nickname, you know. Sometimes people are like, well, your nickname is the Golden Child, and I'm like, no, who said that?
You know who said that? Hmm. Someone who's seen The Golden Child, because that is a movie and not your nickname.
No, but they were just saying, like,
you're golden?
Everything I was like, what the fuck for?
Like Midas?
No, I was like, what the fuck were you calling me Golden Child? Like, everything you touch turns to gold or whatever.
Hey, man. Look,
that person's an asshole, right? I mean, I don't fucking
Well, no, don't throw that person under the bus. He's not necessarily
an asshole. He's a nice guy.
Okay.
It was The Rock.
The Rock did not say that you are the Golden Child and that everything you touch turns to gold.
Well, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I know his name. Yeah.
He did.
I've done a movie with Dwayne.
So, I know, so you know how he just kind of doesn't really spit stuff out there like that. So I
hey, don't take what I'm saying to sort of stop what you're saying and turn it around and say, so you know that The Rock does this thing that he doesn't do, even though I don't know the man.
Well, you know, you don't know him? Because it sounded like
I've
you were
met him a few.
Bragging
I've had the pleasure of no, I'm not bragging. Okay. I've had the pleasure of meeting the guy. I think he's great. He's a very inspirational dude.
Yeah, I agree
he's
too.
He's a hardworking guy who's done a lot of cool shit in his life.
Agreed. And he doesn't really spit stuff out there. Is what kind of we're both saying. And what
it's not, what, we're not what saying the same thing. Stop it. We're not saying
about
the same
me
thing.
Was whatever you do, you turn, you know. Cool.
Okay, so here's the thing.
He's not an asshole.
He's not an asshole. I didn't say he was an asshole.
Yeah.
So all you said was he's not an asshole.
Right, and I'm standing by that no matter what you say.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I think he's not I think he's a very nice guy.
Right, exactly. Me too.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Which is why we could maybe learn a few things from him, and which is why maybe you would agree what he was saying. About
what specifically should I agree with?
Well, working out is very good for your body, and also I'm the Golden Child.
I would agree with one of those things, yeah.
Working out is good for your body.
That's not the thing I wasn't going to agree with. That's the thing that I completely agree with.
I guess I'm confused. Anyway.
No, not anyway. No, we're talking about this.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If I ever have the pleasure of working with a guy again or running into him, I'm going to fucking throw myself under the bus and just say,
hey, Dwayne, do you know who Chris D'Elia is? And let's just say he's like, yeah, I know who he is. Comedian, right? Yeah, yeah. Actor, comedian.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, he said that you said that he's the golden child. So now what's going to happen when I say that? Because I think I'm going to end up looking like a moron in front of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But I'm willing to do that.
Well, to prove that maybe what I said is not true.
Not maybe, yes. Prove what you're saying is not true.
Well, why don't you do what you'll say to The Rock, and I'll be The Rock, and I'll tell you what I think he'll say.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Dwayne, good to see you again.
Hey, that's right. We worked together that one time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And, yeah. You know, other things. Remember Mad TV?
I do remember that.
I ran into you at the WrestleMania thing there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, wasn't that one fun. It was crazy.
Yeah. Then that other time we saw each other on that thing. Where, yeah, that was a good time.
Where you tripped and fell and hit your face.
Okay. So, hey, you know Chris D'Elia?
Why, yes, I do. The comedian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a really good buddy of mine.
Oh, yeah, and I think I knew that, actually.
No, you wouldn't know that, but
I might have. I'm not sure. So, run in the same circles.
So here's the thing I wanted to ask, though, because, like, he said he's a really good buddy of mine, and he goes that you said, now, just this is going to sound really weird, but just let me get this out. I know you're busy. I know you got to go.
No, it's okay.
Thanks. He said that you said that he's the golden child and that everything he touches
turns into gold. Right.
So you actually said that.
Yeah, everything he touches turns into gold, and he's the golden child, I said, yeah.
Rock, I have to ask you this. What? The golden child or the golden child? Because, Rock, you know? Okay, so I don't think it would go that way.
You don't think it would?
No, I don't think it would go
that way. Because I'm saying that's exactly how it would go.
No, that's not how
it would go. And then if you did the whole golden child thing,
yeah,
he would fucking beat the shit out of you.
Well, I don't think, no, he's not. He's a peaceful man.
Yeah, I know he is. But, when he plays a tough guy
in the movies.
When push comes to shove.
Oh, wait a second. Because did you say when push comes to chove?
Well, I am.
Where is chove? And who is chove?
My background is Italian and Mexican. Okay. Sometimes I say chove. You know?
Yeah. So when push comes to chub. When push comes to chub.
Right.
And I'm
so that's what I was doing.
My Los Angelino.
Right. So,
I like to do.
But The Rock is the kind of guy that you can only push so far. And we can both agree on that.
The Rock is the kind of guy you can only push so far?
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's,
he's a big, tough guy.
He's a very big, tough guy. And I don't think you would go on record saying he wasn't.
No, I wouldn't, Chris.
Right. So we all agree pretty much what's been going on with The Rock so far.
The guy's about the densest human being that exists.
And so far, the things that we've all said about The Rock collectively are all true.
Yeah.
Me and you.
No. What I've said about him is true.
Us.
We met him here and there.
Right.
And did some work.
And we both agree that he's strong.
He's very strong.
Very, muscular.
He's very muscular.
And working out is good for your body, and I'm a good boy.
No, you're not the cool. But he would never say that.
I actually personally think he would never say it again because after he said it, I was like, come on, please don't be spreading that around. That's very embarrassing for me. And he was like, well, I like to call it. He did this fucking funny thing where he was like, I like to call it how I sees it. And he would fucking. But, he's doing like a little accent thing. And we laughed anyway.
So let's do it the other way around now. You be me. Okay. No, you be you.
I'll be you.
You'll be you. And you come up to The Rock and you say, so let's pretend this is the first time you're meeting The Rock.
Okay.
So you would just walk up and say, hey, Rock, my name is Chris. Okay.
But I already met him and he said that. Yeah.
But this is, I want to go back to the first time you met The Rock. Okay.
So you think this is how it went down?
Yeah. So you would walk up and say, hey, Rock, my name is Chris.
Hey, God, I don't know what to call you, Dwayne Johnson or The Rock, but hey, I just wanted to say, hey, how are you?
What's your name?
My name is Chris.
It doesn't matter what your name is. See what I did?
No,
that's from wrestling.
Yeah, I know what it's
like
from.
That.
I know you
I like wrestling when he does the wrestling
stuff. Dude, but that's actually not...
Finally, The Rock. That sort of shit. That's fun. That's fun stuff. China, you want The Rock. You know you want The Rock, China. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah.
So he wouldn't say. Let me see if I can say that as The Rock say that Chris is the golden boy. Finally, Chris is the gold.
Okay,
I can't.
Well,
even,
but also it's not finally because it's not like I was working towards.
But
becoming
I can't
the golden
really
boy.
Do. It's not a very good impersonation for me, so I can't even really sound like him at all if I don't go. The only thing I can say as The Rock is finally.
It is pretty good.
That's the only thing.
Pretty fucking good.
The Rock. That kind of sounds like him.
and then it goes down from there. Listen to what happens if I keep going.
Okay.
Finally, The Rock has come back to the 10-minute podcast. I sound like Gilbert Godfrey.
You turn into Gilbert Godfrey, yeah.
Every time I try to sound like...
That's really weird.
It's so you're
just
fucking still, weird.
You already did it, and you just continue to turn it, but you turn it into Gilbert Godfrey.
As soon as I do it...
It's weird.
Yeah. Chris D'Elia.
Right, that's good.
You're not the golden boy.
That's so weird, actually.
9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah, that's very
I'm
odd.
I'm Gilbert Godfrey.
Right, that's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's well, really
but,
weird.
But whatever you do, stop doing the Gilbert Godfrey thing.
Stop doing the Gilbert
Even
Godfrey
Even if you got to do that.
Have you ever seen my Andrew Dice Clay?
No.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fuck. Ow.
It needs work.
Yeah.
It's kind of, basically, it's just what Gilbert Godfrey
anyway,
does.
That
has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I didn't mean to take this podcast.
Finally, the podcast is over.
Okay, you gotta
because
stop.
It's only the 10 minutes of a podcast, which is a unique idea.
You didn't have to, you didn't ask me why I even was hanging out with The Rock.
Why, all right, why were you,
We get coffee twice a week.
Dude.
What?
You do not get coffee.
And
twice
I tell him, We joke, and he's like, "Oh, you're fucking hilarious." And I'm like, "You do the best action," and we both kind of compliment.
You do
each
the
other.
Best action is the most Russian thing you can say. Someone who's seen The Rock's movies in Russia action. Because they're very they do well internationally would go, "You do the best action." Hey, Rock, you do the best action.
Have you ever heard of Chris D'Elia? He's the golden boy.
No, he wouldn't. He would say, "Finally." My movie went all the way to Russia with Vladimir Putin. You know, it's been a couple of years, and I'm already annoyed.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 10-Minute Podcast, and... You go to the things and do all the things. My name is Will Sasso.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
And Brian Callen's not here, but he sent a friend. And this is a return visit if you want to listen to the last one. I think we called it Some Ostrich Guy.
But the thing is that you're back now, and it's been a while. I suppose it's a long trek to come to
It's been
America
a long time.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome ostrich expert Usu Ungole
back to the show. It's a great honor for me to be here today.
Well, you know, I think it's been over 2 years.
We've grown, our podcast has grown a lot, and maybe people don't remember actually.
Great deal has happened in the time that I was here.
Really?
And the reason that I am coming to talk to you now is that the ostrich is in grave danger.
Of course,
it is. Well, because it was kind of in danger last time, right? Or no?
Yeah, and that was 2 years ago. So,
it seems to be doing okay.
Hey, can I cut right to the chase and say, are there no more ostriches?
Well, it seems that.
Well, could you answer that?
There's a great question to answer.
Yeah, yes or no?
It seems that for the most part,
I think no.
The ostrich is being eaten.
So there are ostriches.
Right. Or if it's being eaten, there are.
Of course, there are ostriches, but. The
I asked. I had an ostrich like a pepperoni treat. It's called Ostrim. It's like a little. It's like a snap into a slim jib.
Well,
I think maybe you probably don't want to say that.
You have committed a great sin.
Oh, so you're saying it's bad to eat ostrich?
Of course, it's bad.
Oh well, what about other animals?
All other animals are edible.
No, I mean I know there is
the great sacred bird. So
because he's the ostrich expert.
Anyone who
so you don't care if somebody eats a fucking pigeon.
The great question is, how do we make the trafficking of ostrich skin
a greater question
ostrich meat?
What would you do if you saw a homeless guy eating a seagull?
It would be fine.
You'd be fine with that?
Yeah.
You just roll up on a homeless dude eating a seagull and that's no problem?
All animals have been given to us by God to eat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cool.
Except for the ostrich. The great question is, how do we stop the trafficking, the illegal,
what was
tragic,
the ostrich
the
put on this world for, then?
Yeah, what was it for?
Of meat and skin. The ostrich was put on the earth to provide an example of regal and majestic majesty.
Majestic
redundant. And to hold all Same of word. Us to a higher standard
what
of
standard?
Conduct.
What do you mean? An ostrich kind of just shits outside. And puts his head in the fucking sand.
Puts his head in the sand.
The ostrich. Really,
if I did that, people would think I was insane.
The ostrich is a great runner. And when threatened, the ostrich can decapitate a lion. Right.
Can I cut to the chase? Because you love ostriches. Hey, and have you ever shit outside and put your head in the sand?
Well, there's a great myth.
Okay.
The myth is that the ostrich puts its head in the sand. No.
Oh.
What we have to do is to make an example of these poachers, these people who eat ostrich meat.
You call them poachers?
Yes. We must tie them up. What? And we must put ostrich, male ostrich urine on their bodies.
That would probably sting.
Yes, not as badly as what the other male ostriches will do when they get the scent of a rival male.
I get it. So you cover the poacher with ostrich urine.
Yes.
You introduce the ostrich's rival.
Yes.
And then all right, the ostrich, try not to make it sound so long, I guess.
The ostrich would then take its feet and kick at the stomach of the poacher.
Well, that probably wouldn't hurt. It's just a bird.
No. They can kick through a man.
Ostrich can kick through a man? Yes.
Then we should videotape that and send it everywhere. This would create a great, great fear of the ostrich, and more importantly, it would create great deterrent from.
So fucking bored. Are you bored, man?
Eating.
I'm really bored.
Hey, yeah, maybe. Usu, pardon me for just a second. Hey, Chris, are you bored as shit over there?
Yeah, I am. I guess I want to say to Usu is like, I think ostriches are great, but I think other animals are just as great, and who cares about ostriches, really?
I would say don't eat dolphins, because like, those are kind of, they're mammals.
And I would say
dolphins are delicious.
They're special. You eat dolphins?
Of course.
You've probably eaten some underground sushi joints in Tokyo?
I have organized my own hunting parties when it comes to dolphins.
You literally hate every animal but the ostrich.
I like all animals, but I think that all animals have been put on the earth for us to consume, except for the ostrich.
How come you take time before you say the ostrich?
Well, one must always take time when talking about the ostrich. Because
you didn't take time when you did it right there.
Well,
it fits in the middle of the sentence. You
the
don't
great,
say.
The great
BKO,
question,
the great, killer Ungole, or you, BKU.
You.
Hey, don't worry about it. It's just an inside joke thing. Don't worry about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is not time for
and
jokes.
You're a professor of zoology?
Yes.
In Cape Town, South
Johannesburg
Africa.
Johannesburg.
Okay, University. I don't remember where. Something like that.
So wait, let me just see if you take time saying the ostrich, okay? So here, what's the animal with the trunk and the ears?
That's an elephant.
Okay. What's an animal that has stripes and goes rawr in the jungle?
I think you're talking about the tiger.
Okay, right. What's the animal that jumps around and throws its shit and it's like...
I'm quite certain now that you're talking about the monkey.
Okay. And what's the animal that is a really big, majestic bird that can kick a lion to death?
Now you are talking about the ostrich.
Oh man, that's annoying.
It's very
so
annoying that you.
You see, the great question is, how do we stop the poaching, the tragic and very illegal and even ungodly attack on ostriches?
I guess it's serious, but covering them in piss and having other ostriches kick them to death is,
well,
we're probably going to run into some problems with that.
Of course, because then we have to videotape and send it everywhere.
Don't say videotape. You're probably using an old-ass camera over there in Africa.
Yes.
You know what they get in Africa? When, like, let's say the Giants lose the Super Bowl, they send all those T-shirts and hats over to Africa, and then the kids wear them. So over there,
do you know
Jim Kelly's the winningest quarterback in Super Bowl history.
Do you know that you could take...
Do you have any do you have any Buffalo Bills 1990 jerseys and stuff like that?
Do you know that they are such?
You got that in a video camera.
55 miles an hour.
I don't care about that.
It's 10 miles an hour faster than a horse.
Why do you know that? Oh, because you're the zoology guy, I guess. See, here's the thing that I want to make an observation here.
Do you ever feel anything else about, like, here, let me just say it to you right now. Fuck you.
Chris.
I don't like you. So what do you have to say about that?
Well.
Yeah, please do respond to that.
When an ostrich.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I didn't like it when you said that, but
when,
I guess.
Yeah.
Can I just kind of follow up what he was
saying? You try to do it.
All right, look.
Usu, look me in the face.
Right. Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
Yes.
You
see, this is the most important thing to keep in mind. When you encounter
Usu.
An ostrich,
Usu.
Hey,
must make sure you Usu. Never, ever insult that majestic bird.
But that, okay, fine. Let me tell you something. Do you have kids?
No.
Okay. If you did, I'd beat the shit out of them.
Beat the shit out of your kids.
The ostrich is the most fearsome.
Okay, I think I know what my he doesn't have kids. Do you have a favorite ostrich?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of your favorite ostrich?
My favorite ostrich is all the ostriches.
All the ostriches.
All
right.
All
so here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take all the ostriches, right? And I'd like to put them into a giant container ship, like the kinds that you see coming into port cities with all the big containers.
No.
And then I want to take that container ship. I want to take it to Greenland, which is, of course, the icy place. You know, the Iceland is actually the green place and vice versa.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them all on Greenland, all right? I'm going to put them in a big fucking pile, all right? And then I'm going to swoop in with those big airplanes that drop all the fire retardant on forest fires. It's going to be filled with gasoline. Right, and then the last plane is dropping a giant match. I'm just going to burn all the ostriches up. A fire that you would see from space and you would smell from Europe. And it would smell delicious. Because you know what's delicious? Cooked ostrich. Burning ostrich.
You see, now I have an urge to take you and cut all the way around your waist and to sew your skin over your head.
You're a crazy person. That's only a crazy person would say.
I would cover you in ostrich urine and let them have at you.
I don't want that to happen.
The ostrich.
You don't know anything. You're not actually a professor, are you? You're just
the
crazy guy.
Ostrich.
What's that sound?
I'm biting my nails. Sorry.
It's gross, man.
I don't like when people go, I'm biting my nails. And they breathe in and out.
Shut up, dude. The song's going.
It lasts the wrong thing.
And you don't know.
No, they don't like that.
Brian.
No. They go like this.
Brian.
They go, oh, you have friends?
Hey, it was hot yesterday. Today, it kind of cooled down.
All right, dude.
When people laugh after this.
Yeah, it was so hot. I was hot. I was like, am I in hell?
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Hey, my friend was supposed to be here. He didn't show up. I guess he doesn't like me.
Hey,
that's the worst. Is there anything more uncomfortable than that?
No, there really
isn't. Yeah, no, there is actually having fire breathed in your butthole.
Oh, that too.
Right. You kind of.
Okay, but you said nothing. You said nothing. So
you said nothing.
Don't be argumentative.
I said, is there anything? And you said,
don't be argumentative.
I'm not trying to be argumentative.
You are being argumentative.
I'm not, actually. You said finite, in a finite way, that the most uncomfortable thing was.
You know, it's a figure of speech, Chris. It's not a competition.
Well, figure this, of fire in your butthole. Way more.
I know. We're saying that.
Okay, so we all agree. It doesn't matter, but I won that, but it doesn't matter.
You didn't win that. You didn't win that. I just said, don't turn it into a competition.
You're right.
And Brian, you just said I won that.
Brian, back off the mic if you're going to yell.
Yeah,
and you should know this because 100%. There's over 250 episodes of this podcast. And two other podcasts.
Can we just bring this podcast?
I didn't know you were my boss.
I didn't know I had to be your boss to have common sense.
Okay. All right, good luck. Can we...
It's funny. I forgot to laugh.
Oops, I remembered. All right, look, can we...
Hey, let's do the thing where I start saying, welcome 10-minute podcast. My name is Will the
dummy Sasso.
Actually, it's Will the guy who doesn't like Brian's nickname Sasso.
This is Brian the kid because I never raised Callan.
Okay, well, my name is Chris, and I don't have any nicknames because I'm Roz. What you see is what you get.
Now you don't even have. Oh, okay.
All right, look.
Now you don't even have a last name.
Chris Leah. All right.
Make up your mind. Is it Duh Leah or Leah?
Okay, look. Can I just? We could get this podcast on track and talk about.
Hey, for real though, can I say one last thing?
What?
There's a guy that I used to grow up with. A buddy of mine told me this funny story that he called him the joke killer, for real. And he worked with him at like Little Caesar's Pizza or something back when we were teenagers. And someone said, "Hey, it's been a slice. See you later." Someone says, "Hey, it's been a slice. See you later." And this guy went, "A slice of what?" is the question.
God.
So it exists. And it's pretty great.
There's actually nothing more insecure than that if you break it down.
If you break it down, there's
actually nothing more insecure than wanting to do a funny joke, knowing it's not funny in your head, and then trying to save it with...
Yeah. And it usually starts when you're a teenager. You start developing a sense of humor.
Right, yeah.
You're working at Little Caesar's Pizza.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Someone says, all right, it's been a slice, which is already too much of a joke when you're working at Little Caesar's
Pizza. Don't joke the joke.
Slice, right. Don't stack the jokes.
Right.
Well, it can also be used, that laugh can also be used as you're dumb. So, like I said, this guy would go,
right, it's condescending.
I said, yeah. He goes, why did you dive into a cesspool with a scuba suit on? And he goes, they paid me $400 for it.
Right. Like, yeah, you wouldn't do it, idiot.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's a true story. He had to dive into shit pool and unclog something, and he wore a dry suit. And I went, why would you do that? And he goes, they paid me $400. He was from Massachusetts. They paid me $400 for it.
Yeah. Jeez, with the accent, it's even worse.
Yeah.
It's so insecure. That's what my brother and I would say. If my brother and I saw that, we would go, it's insecure. That's what we do.
I had a big idea to ask a girl out like that. So, do you don't go to the movies, do you?
Oh my God, no, 100% zero girl. For real, zero girls would say yes to that. Like, unless the girl herself was a fucking.
The problem is now you can hide behind texting, but it would be great if you were just a dude, LOL. And super awkward, and LOL is definitely
so, right. That's also sinsecure.
LOL is sinsecure.
It's a hit sinsecure. You got to rev it up, dude. That's how insecure. It's a hit insecure is what it is.
I think you were talking about this. I think guys who wear really big watches. Mm-hmm. You ever see those guys?
Yeah,
got some guys wear just big watches.
Fuck
with
you.
Tight shirts with a fucking necklace and a hat, and you're like, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah,
because as a guy, you want to be comfortable,
Brian.
So if you're walking around,
but you know what? You're shouting.
So and
back off the mic.
And Jan, you're way to getting too serious. But let's see if you do it.
But also, so many podcasts. So I'm going to rev it up, Chris and Matt style. You pack off the mic.
Yeah, yeah. Also, hit till out. Okay. Now, what were you saying though? The guys try to hard, but the guys try too hard.
Great.
Okay, but the guys do try too hard. And here's the thing: if you're 19,
but that's
and that's
a lot
how you
of
are,
work. When you have a necklace, right. You got a big watch and a hat. For me, that stuff I have to like when I'm moving around. It's weighing me down. So I'm obviously trying to make myself more shiny.
No, I will here's what it is. What? You are, if you have a watch on and a tilted hat and a shirt that's too tight, but you don't do enough cardio, and you have fucking ripped, faded, washed,
if
pre-washed
anything's going
jeans,
on with your jeans. Yeah. Anything aside from just jeans.
You are.
Right.
Insecure. You're a chick.
Yeah. No, I have a better word for it.
Yeah.
If you do that, you are terrible.
You are terrible. Yeah. But here's another describe what I'm doing. This is actually a sinsecure thing that people do.
Pulling your shirt away.
I wonder who does that.
Oh yeah, pulling their shirts like that. Like,
yeah.
Why? Because you don't want your shirt to touch your body. That's bizarre.
You know you're sweating because you're insecure.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get into a shirt that's a little too tight. I'd like to put on a watch that is the size of a small alarm clock, and I would just like to and I want to wear very very visible glasses, either thick rimmed or Coke bottle, and I just want to walk up to women mostly and just say things that are very obvious. Like if a girl's at a bus stop, I just want to go, waiting for the bus, huh? And I'd like to just make a day of that.
That guy never got a pussy.
Right. Hold on a second. He never got
a pussy.
Not even
please,
a pussy.
No, hold on. I have to stop him. Please. Please, Chris.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Please don't.
What?
Don't be so reductionist. Please say he never got a girl. Don't say
a pussy,
because it sounds like the pussy is in his pocket or removed and he picked it up.
Yeah.
And that is a bit of a serial killer, fetish.
Well,
but you know what?
Let him repair the damage.
But before he does, just in defense of him and in Chris and his brother Matt Stalin, Stalin. So
not Stalin.
Nah.
But let me say what I'm saying is
amend that. Please.
Okay, he never got a piece of pussy.
Okay,
that's a little better. A little sillier.
He's making it sillier.
Remember when Tupac was like,
no, never remember. I don't remember anything.
Picture me pay for pussy when that dick's for free. He meant it.
Okay.
And that's true.
I don't know if he meant it, though. You know, it might
and that
been
guy's
worse.
Dick is free.
How about
but
this?
He never
How about
got
this?
A pussy.
Super Nintendo, Sega
God damn,
Genesis,
man.
Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis.
Hey, Biggie did that.
Biggie did do that.
He did do that.
Yeah,
once I did
Faith,
this.
Maybe what if Biggie went up to Faith and was like,
hey, Faith. I was thinking maybe after we record, we could go, go down to a nice restaurant, a deli, or something, get something to eat.
Let me break down the three most insecure things you can do, okay? Right. One insecure thing you can do is laugh after a fucking joke that you know is not funny, right. Okay? Number two insecure thing you can do is pull on your shirt while you do that joke.
Right.
The third insecure thing that absolutely solidifies you're the most insecure guy
in the world, dude.
Is looking out of the corner of your eyes. Insecure.
He's looking out of the corner of his eyes. You know what, though?
I had a pretty insecure moment one time. I was talking to this guy. He's kind of bigger and older, and I thought he was kind of cool. And he goes, and I was trying to have something to say to him, and I was kind of freezing up. And he goes like this. He goes, and he was talking about this guy who trains dogs. And after he's done with the story, I go like this. I go, I swear to God, I go like this. I go, ah, he trains dogs? And the guy goes,
yeah.
And I go, no, just dogs? And then the guy goes like this.
What a train wreck.
The guy goes, far as I know. Yeah. I was like.
Oh, what a train wreck.
So I had a moment.
Oh, no.
You probably had one.
Hey, guys, man.
I like that new character, Insecure Biggie Smalls.
It's really good.
Where people are like, hey, yo, Big, I like that song, Big Papa.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He just kind of sounds
hey,
like
Big,
he's dying.
You're really good, man. I'm a really big fan.
Yeah. I like rapping.
Kind of just sounds like you have sleep apnea.
Oh, no. Biggie's got walking sleep apnea. It's called WSA.
Yo, when we recorded Juicy, we went in the studio and we got real faded and had some Hennessy and we rolled some blunts and then we had a good time and we feel like we made a nice rap song.
Okay, get him some water. Get him some water.
Get him water. Oxygen.
Insecure. Those are the three most insecure things.
What? The shirt thing?
The shirt thing, the looking out of the corner of the eye thing, and the laughing after a joke, you know. Something.
Super Nintendo, Sega
God damn,
Genesis.
Man.
Super Nintendo, Sega
God damn,
Genesis.
Man.
Super Nintendo,